Okay, Deepa, let's talk spring and food. On my list of what I want to eat soon is these chili peppers my son is growing and stick them in cornbread. Ooh. What's on your list?
I want some chili pepper cornbread, Scott.
Yeah.
But on my list, honey. Scott, honey. In the Indian Ayurvedic tradition, you know, we use foods to help with health conditions. And spring for me and many in my family means allergies. So honey is a great calmer for all that respiratory stuff.
Well. Just stop calling me honey and we'll be all good. Here now, resident chef Kathy Gunst is joining us now to talk about spring and brunch. Kathy, welcome back.
Thank you. I love chilies and honey. Put them together.
There you go.
So, Kathy, this is a bit of a surprise because we hear you're not usually a fan of brunch.
Yeah, I know that's not a very popular sentiment. I mean, I drive around cities and see people lined up to get into places to eat brunch. And I, in the spring, particularly, I'm planting a garden. I like to get up, have some coffee, get going. But I really realized that the whole point of brunch is kind of to indulge and kick back and kind of take care of ourselves and feed our souls and our relationships. Sorry, don't mean to get too woo-woo there, but just to slow it down in the morning is a great idea.
Yeah. I should tell you, Kathy, our Here Now staff is highly divided on the topic of brunch, at least whether to go to restaurants, pricey restaurants for brunch. But you, of course, have recipes at home, starting with fancy eggs. So take it away.
Yeah.
Tell us.
Okay, these I am passionate about. You fry eggs in olive oil, which is a great idea, but what you do is you put some oil in the skillet and you spoon it over the egg as it fries. You tilt the pan so that you're getting these crispy, lacy edges around the outside, intact, beautiful zest. But that's just the beginning. You then take chickpeas straight from a can, drain them, rinse them, drain them, put them in a hot roasting pan with wonderful spices like turmeric and paprika and salt and pepper and chilies. Let those roast until they're almost crackly crisp, and then you steam some asparagus. So here's what your plate looks like. You've got asparagus, you've got your olive oil fried eggs, you've sprinkled the whole thing with these spiced chickpeas, then you add a dollop of Greek yogurt if you like, and then you take a baguette and brown that in olive oil. Beauty. You don't need to go out
Kathy.
To an expensive brunch. Yeah, right there.
Right there. We can just end right there and we can all go away and make this. But I have a key question, Kathy. Fried eggs runny or not so much?
Totally up to everybody. I like a very intact white and a slightly running yolk. I like to cut into the egg and have that gorgeous yellow just ooze out.
Okay, Kathy, you have a next recipe for pancakes, a brunch evergreen, I guess. How do you tweak pancakes for the season?
Well, for spring, you want bright, fresh flavors. So in this case, these pancakes are creamy with ricotta cheese and then very bright with lemon zest and lemon juice. And the batter sits for only about 15 minutes. And these are truly light, fluffy pancakes, little maple syrup, some fresh spring berries, crisp bacon, if that's the way you like to go, and a lot of good coffee. And you are all set.
I am so hungry right now, Kathy. So sticking on the lemon theme, your last recipe is for biscuits with a lemon cream cheese filling.
Yeah. So biscuits, people think, oh, that's really hard to make. But I'm here to tell you, no, this is a foolproof recipe. You mix some flour, baking powder, baking soda, work some butter in, and then buttermilk. And if you don't have buttermilk, you just mix a little fresh lemon juice with regular milk and let it sit, and it will start to curdle. And then the biscuits are baked in a cast iron or a heavy skillet, really up against each other, and they puff up and brown on the bottom. While they're baking, you just mix some cream cheese, lemon zest, chives, scallions, and then you serve it with smoked salmon, thin slices of cucumber, capers, onion. It's almost like the biscuit is a bagel.
Yeah, yeah. Wow. Well, I want to ask you, Kathy, about process here. Some listeners, including me, might think, okay, can I take a shortcut on the biscuits and buy something kind of pre-prepared at the store? You mentioned you can get chickpeas out of a can. How do you think about where we can take a little shortcut to get what we want in the end?
I'm always big on shortcuts. I mean, if it gets you sitting at a table with people you love, buy some pre-made biscuits. No judgment there. The idea is that you're going to sit down and have some time together. You're all set, Scott.
All right. Well, I'm feeling a lot better about this brunch thing right now. We've been talking spring brunch with Here and Now resident chef Kathy Gunst. Kathy, thank you.
Thank you both.